Welcome to the Afyem Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Zodav Chof Beis in the Art School of Vador edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Beis, starting the Chof Alef with Beis, one line before the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that you now let it be Madbil Kalim. You now take dishes and do Tvilo, put it in the mikvah on Shabbos. Train Amoroim, two Amoroim, Chadomar Bekalim Shitmehu Be'avatuma. One says only when it's Avatuma, meaning it's a Tuma Deraiso, then you can do Tvilo on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chobei Samud Aleph. The Churin Omar, the other one says, "Bekelin shitmu bevlada tumo." Talk about kelin that were tame in a lower level tumo, which is only tumo derabanan. Even there, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Meisi man dom bevlada tumo, the man dom beava tumo. So ask the one who says that what we say not allowed to is the one the tumo derabanan. To the one who says that we not that what we speaking about not allowed to is only tumo deraiso. I feel becholi etonar of Shemesh. Even if I'm doing tefillah on the weekday, not on Shabbos, I still can't use the kli until the evening. Because once you take the kli and put it into the mikvah, you have to wait for the evening, what's called Har of Shemesh, in order for it to be tar to use it for kachshir, for truma. So how can you explain that when it says not to be matbil kelim, we talk about avatumo. Avatumo, you can't be matbil even without the din derabanan. You know what I mean matbil because you can't use it that day until the evening. You can't be making from Shabbos to Yom Tov or to the weekday. He doesn't want to use it for kachshim or truma. He wants to use it for chulin. But he doesn't like to do chulin with tumah. He wants to make chulin b'taharo. So therefore, he puts it into the mikvah. Chulin, once you put it into the mikvah, you don't have to wait for the evening to use it b'taharo. So there is a usage for that day. Continues the Gemara, it says, "Kol mechuyov etfilo is anybody who's a chayav et tefilo, tovlin kedarka b'tisha b'av of Yom Kippur, him kehor the mikvah, on tisha b'av in Yom Kippur. Omav chananyos gana koyanim, kedayu beitzoi shel elokeinu, the house of Hashem, in Beis HaMikdosh, sheyavdu alav koyanim tefilo achas, to lose a tefilo for it one time, in other words, we don't go to the mikvah on tisha b'av. Torosh Rav Levi, kedoda av chananyim is gana koyanim, that's what we pass kan halacho, that there's no tefilo on tisha b'av. The Mishnah said the Adam Shabbos, according to Beisilel, he could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. She can Adam toive lekiryah b'Shabbos, because for carry a person could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And the reason is because it looks like he's just bathing, he's just doing it for his own pleasure. So therefore, you could also do tefillah on Shabbos for the purpose of Yom Tov. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah v'shovim shemeshikim esamayim b'kli even letaharom. Kli even is a vessel made out of stone. Does it get tumah? So if you have water in the oven, you could do hashoka. Hashoka means that you touch the water with the water of the mikvah, and you metire the water. The gzera rabbanu was only tefillah, putting something into the mikvah. But hashoka, which applies only to water, to liquid, that you touch it to the mikvah, that's something that they're not gozer. As long as the vessel doesn't get tumah, so it doesn't need tefillah, you could do the hashoka through a kli oven. Continues the Mishnah of Chabeis Amud Beis, avaloi matbilim. You can't do tevilah, which means you can't put into a vessel, which is wood or metal that gets tumo, that you have to be matbil the kli as well. And you can't be matbil the kli agav the water. Ketiv ends the Mishnah, matbili migav legav, umichabur lechabur biyontev. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. So the Gemara masniso deloy kerebi. Tetani says in the Brayso, matbilim kli agav meimo biyontev. You're not allowed to be matbil the kli by saying, I want to be matar the water, you may have the kli be tar. Can't do a shaka of kissing the water to the mikvah, touching the water to the mikvah, and a kli even to be mitar. And clearly, the Rebbe argues in our Mishnah. In Yaltev, if you need the water, so you can also put the kli into the mikvah. So, in order to make the water tar, you can make the kli also tar. And Shabbos, you now will be matul kelim. But if the kli doesn't get tumo, you could do a shaka on Shabbos. And it was with that kli, Omer l'bishalevin, abishalei tzloi. You can't do it in a wooden vessel, because then you'd be mitar the kli, and then you can't do even agav on Shabbos. Reb Chaim says there's addition chiddush over here more than the Mishnah, because even if the kli eats a star, but once he puts the water in it, the water will make it tame. So you can't even do that only for the purpose of tefillah. So you know, I'll put the water into this kli, I'll put it into the mikvah, everything will be tar. Once the kli becomes tummy, you now let it put it into the mikvah. Says the Gemara, Ketzad migav legav. It said at the end of the Mishnah that you could do tefillah migav legav. What does it mean? Rotzal sois isosoy al gabei gitoy, oy gitoy al gabei isosoy. He was matbil as kelim in order to do dough, then he decided to use it in his winery in order to press grapes, or vice versa. He did it because he was doing a tefillah, because his mindset was, I want to use it for wine pressing. And then he decided to use it to prepare his dough. So because he changed the usage, he decides, you know, I want to do mikvah again. You don't really need to do a mikvah. When he rented him, they could make a tar. But in his mind, because he's using a different purpose, he wants to do a mikvah l'chumra, so then he could do mikvah even on Shabbos. So that is the lotion. He wants to change to do dough instead of the gitoy, which is his winery. Or gitoy agave isosoy. He wants to change to do winery instead of to do iso. Madbil scale, if you can do tefillah scale. Similarly, the next part of the Mishnah. Kitzal mechabur lechabur. The last line of the Mishnah was, he could do tefillah mechabur lechabur. Hayo ayichel mechabur azu. He was supposed to eat Pesach with one chabur. Fenimloch loichel mechabur acher. He decided to change his chabur. Toivel, he wants to go to the mikvah again because he has now a different kavana eating with different people. So that tefillah is only chumra be'alma that you could do even on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Davchov Beis.